when COVID-19 came to the United States, many thought the virus only affected the elderly and those with underlying conditions. But as data grew, Americans saw that the virus spares no one, not even the young. Many millennial and Gen Z employees in South Florida lost their jobs, but some of them are still working, and sometimes that involves putting themselves at risk of catching the virus. I spoke with five young workers in the state who in one way or another are helping combat the effects of COVID-19. Samantha Cosia is a nurse at Boca Raton Regional Hospital. She says nursing school couldn't have prepared her for this.
Like, they talk about end-of-life care, but, like, not really, like, when it's sudden. I was, like, not ready for that.
This week, she started work again after having to quarantine for almost 3 weeks. The hospital sent her home after she had been working with patients who eventually tested positive for COVID-19.
I don't know why I was so surprised, but I didn't think they were going to say that because I felt fine. They're like, were you within 6 feet of the patient? I'm like, of course I was. How am I going to do anything 6 feet away from the patient?
When she came back from self-quarantine, she noticed a disconnect between herself and the patients.
You're in like a full mask and gown, and it's like you're looking at me, but you're not even seeing me. You're just seeing this big, intimidating mask.
Cosia is 23 and has been leaning on senior staff for advice, but says she's pretty calm most of the time.
I like cooking dinner is like my highlight of the day.
The calm feeling isn't rare for young people. Jesse Frago works at Publix. At least 33 of their employees around the state have tested positive for the virus. For Fraga, the pay outweighs the risk.
Obviously, I'm kind of scared to go out in public, but I don't want to have to go back to school when school opens up again with, like, no money on me.
Fraga is 19, and this is one of his first jobs. He says the virus wasn't one of his top concerns when he started working earlier this month.
The worries about catching corona and being around people were, like, the least of my worries on the first day. Like, I was more worried about general first day of a job kind of things. I'm trans, so I use like pronouns that were not given to me at birth. And I thought that would be an issue, but Publix was like super welcoming.
He works at a Publix in Cooper City in Broward. He says customers have been friendly for the most part, but it still can be jarring when shoppers are hyper aware of catching the virus.
There's so many people literally just eyeing you the whole time to make sure that you're keeping a distance from other people and like keeping your mask on.
Supermarkets are one of the only industries that haven't been feeling too much economic pressure from COVID shutdowns. Another industry doing okay is food delivery. Chris Blanco delivers food for a company called Bite Squad. The 22-year-old says he expected business to be busier as more and more restaurants went delivery only.
When all this started happening, I was like, oh, like delivery is going to be booming because everybody's going to want delivery.
That wasn't the case. Blanco says restaurants were overwhelmed with orders and it slowed down the pickup process. Sometimes he can only make one delivery an hour, which cuts into his earnings. Deliveries are pretty safe for him, though. He says he rarely comes into contact with customers.
Most people would just like the driver to leave the food on like a rocking chair or a table that they have outside of the porch. And then I find that's better for me.
Blanco says besides income being a bit low, he enjoys other aspects of quarantine life.
I feel like I have more time to focus on myself and read all the books that I would like to read, learn about all the things that I want to do, go on runs, see my girlfriend every single day.
Others are also trying to see the bright side of a virus that has given people so much to mourn over. Angel Algarin is getting his PhD in epidemiology from Florida International University. He seized an opportunity to do some field work when the virus hit.
The three main symptoms that we asked of people are shortness of breath, cough, and fever.
He worked with other graduate students at a Broward Health call center, screening patients and setting up appointments for testing.
At first, it was a little bit intimidating because we're just upcoming professionals, but then it became less and less intimidating after every call because you learn something.
Algarin had to learn to be patient and caring when talking to people about the virus.
Sometimes people were just getting frustrated just because they're anxious and they're scared.
Talking to scared residents is something that Sabrina Javillana has been doing for almost 2 years. She's the vice mayor of Hollandale Beach, and at 22 years old, She says she reaches a different demographic than her fellow council members.
People who are incarcerated, the people who are undocumented, the crew members on these ships. That's where I've kind of found my voice during this pandemic, to advocate for those folks.
She constantly posts updates on her social media. She says it's the best way for her to keep younger people informed. It's also a way for her to communicate with younger residents. Many have lost jobs.
A lot of them were like providers at their household. They helped supplement the family income to pay some of the bills. And so their families are, strapped for cash right now because most of their parents have also lost their jobs.
Javiana, who is finishing her degree at FIU, says she's working on ways to help, but a lot of the issues are at the state and federal level. When she isn't in a virtual council meeting or practicing social distancing at a protest, she tries to knock out some homework. But
oh my God, I'm so behind. But I have probably 5 days to turn in 2 15-page papers and 10 discussion posts.
Javiana is like many young Floridians who are trying to manage family, school, work, or lack of it during the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm Gerard Albert III in Broward.